The next chapter in the controversial Pebble Mine debate is right around the corner as the EPA prepares to make public the draft version of its Bristol Bay watershed assessment. KDLG's Dave Benninger looked at differing views on what effect this assessment might have.
The EPA's long-awaited draft assessment of the Bristol Bay watershed is due out shortly, possibly by next week. This document should set the stage for what action, if any, the EPA chooses to take regarding the proposed Pebble Mine. Rick Parkin is the EPA's manager on the project.
It's based on science, so what we're trying to do is take emotion and take opinions out of the discussion about what is this watershed like and what kind of potential risks might there be to it from large-scale mining development.
The assessment, which is estimated to run to several hundred pages, is bound to make a controversial impact one way or the other, as Parkin says. That's because it's likely to set the tone for what action the EPA may or may not take regarding its veto authority under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act. That authority is what has both sides of the Pebble Mine debate watching closely and waiting. The EPA has received letters from dozens of conservation groups, native organizations, tribal councils, and sport and commercial fishing groups, all urging them to use the 404C veto authority to preemptively put a halt on mining operations in the Bristol Bay watershed. These groups seem confident that the science done by the EPA will show that mining operations would be catastrophic to the salmon fisheries in Bristol Bay. Rick Halford, the former Republican president of the Alaska State Senate, advocates alongside several of these groups and is an advisor to Trout Unlimited.
Of course, we don't know what the assessment is going to say. We assume that it's going to say that this is a world-class fishery, as we believe it is. We assume that it's going to look at the history of this kind of mine as they affect watersheds, and we assume it's going to look at some kind of conditions. We are dependent on the science because we believe the science will illuminate the issue.
These groups believe it would be entirely appropriate for the federal agency to veto the proposed mining operations before any mine plans have been submitted or permits requested. That's why they've been submitting letter after letter to the EPA asking as much. But they're also counting on the public opinion to reinforce that message when the watershed assessment is rolled out in the weeks ahead. The other side of the debate is increasingly concerned that the EPA might choose to use its veto authority premature of any permit requests. And they're lining up, too, and sending letters as well. Alaska's Attorney General Michael Garrity sent a letter in March calling into question the EPA's legal authority to run an assessment over an area of land the size of West Virginia. Senator Murkowski wrote to EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson in April to reinforce her opposition to a preemptive veto, and Senator Begich expressed similar sentiments to KDLG when he was back in Alaska last week.
You know, we wrote a letter to the EPA when they wanted to start this process, which we did not object to the process, as long as it was based on pure science, that they don't have a predetermined outcome as they started the process, and that they don't do preemptive action before something is filed. Well, I know some groups want EPA to do a preemptive strike. My view on it is that the company has to pull a permit.
Pebble spokesman Mike Heatwall says the company shares these same concerns about a preemptive veto by the EPA.
Back to the real concern we have for the EPA to be taking all this time and resource on a project that has yet to determine what the development scenario is going to be and filed for a single permit. The precedent this could set, should they continue down this path, ought to be of concern to all Alaskans.
There are two things both sides seem to agree on. One is that if the EPA uses its veto authority preemptively, it would be unprecedented. The other is that the public's opinion matters, and soon. That's because the EPA's watershed assessment coming in short order is a draft and is being rolled out in order to obtain public and peer reviews to be implemented in a final version due out, perhaps by this fall. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.